英语 PK 台一起学起来，朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京晚语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语，英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家收听今天的周一读美文，欢迎我们的嘉宾 Judy 老师。
Hello everyone, Happy Mondays!
周一问候各位同学，还有时间的话来到我们的直播间和我们一起来读一读周一的美文。今天呢为大家带来的一篇是爱尔兰小说家利亚姆的一篇描写爱尔兰内战的短篇小说，非常的精彩。
Yeah, today's story is very exciting. It's actually a little bit scary. It's a bit different than our other stories, I'd say. It's written by Liam O'Flaherty. It's an Irish writer.
最近呢都是为同学们带来的是名家名篇。我们来为大家介绍一下这位利亚姆 O'Flaherty, 这位爱尔兰的作家。可能我们少有耳闻，但是他是爱尔兰文艺复兴的领军人物啊，可以说 he was considered to be a leading figure of the Irish Renaissance.
Yes, and why is that, would you wonder? Well, it's because his stories, he really combined several styles and several elements of Irish history. And today's story is like also based on a very big historical fact in Irish history, namely the Irish Civil War.
利亚姆的著作类型啊，包含了一种叫做 brutal naturalism, 残酷现实主义。Psychological analysis, 人类的心理分析，包括他还写作诗歌 poetry, 讽刺小说 biting satire. 但是呢，他的作品的相同之处啊，都是有一种 abiding respect for the courage and persistence of the Irish people, 都是饱含着对爱尔兰人民在战争当中那种不屈不挠的勇气的讴歌，以及对于战争残酷的批判。
Yeah, also in this story, what we'll read today,is like it's really very clear that he's very admiring of the Irish people and their persistence and their really loyalty towards their own party.
今天的这一篇小说叫做 The Sniper, 狙击手，是他于1923年发表的短篇小说。当然这篇小说的背景就是指向了 The Irish Civil War, 爱尔兰内战。
Yeah, you can imagine that like a scene in the Irish Civil War where the night is quiet and only sometimes you hear like the rattling of guns or like the sound of a revolver that is being shot. And like as in every war, actually, it's not safe to go outside at night.
爱尔兰内战呢，它的爆发时间就在一战后不久，但是它的这个惨烈程度甚至是远远超过了第一次世界大战。
Yeah, it's definitely like even that civil war was even worse than the First World War in Ireland.
It was one of the most bitterly contested and vicious in the annals of human conflict.
Yeah.
有多惨烈呢？ Families were torn apart. Brother fought brother. And the entire land suffered grievously.
Yeah, and that was because like exactly like one...family member would be for that party and the other family member would be for the other party and both could not coexist together, so like they turned against each other.
当年的英爱条约的这个签订促使了内战的爆发，国家内部的分裂呢，让那些曾经在爱尔兰独立战争中做出巨大贡献的同盟、亲密的战友甚至是家人朋友反目成仇。
Yeah.And as in this story, like, we will follow a sniper. You guys know, I think, what a sniper is. That is like, a guy, usually, who sits on top of a roof or under, like, some cover up in the street or behind a corner to, like, kill people when he sees them.
这篇小说 Liam's story is among the most famous narratives of Civil War.Establishing the suspense and tension of a battle story. It moves excitingly toward its climax and then strikes with the full force of shocked and poignant despair. 今天这篇文章啊，狙击手，惊心动魄地描写了在内战当中手足相残的血腥和悲凉。这就要从一个六月漫长的黄昏说起了。
The Sniper. The long June twilight faded into the night. In the distance, heavy guns roared. Here and there through the city, machine guns and rifles broke the silence of the night, spasmodically like dogs barking on lone farms. It was war, civil war, on a rooftop near O'Connell Bridge. A sniper lay watching. His eyes were deep and thoughtful, the eyes of a man who is used to looking at death. He was considering whether he should risk a smoke. It was dangerous. The flash might be seen in the darkness, and there were enemies watching. He decided to take the risk. Placing a cigarette between his lips, he struck a match, inhaled the smoke hurriedly, and put out the light. Almost immediately, a bullet flattened itself against the parapet of the roof. The sniper took another whiff and put out the cigarette. Cautiously, he raised himself and peered over the parapet. There was a flash, and a bullet whizzed over his head. He had seen the flash. It came from the opposite side of the street. There was nothing to be seen, just the dim outline of the opposite housetop against the blue sky. His enemy was undercover.
从内克老师的第一段朗读当中，我们已经感觉出来了，杜柏林此时此刻被内战的黑暗笼罩着，咆哮的机枪声刺破了城市的夜空，一位共和党的狙击手正在躲避的子弹擦过头皮飞过。
The long June twilight faded into night. In the distance, heavy guns roared. Here and there, through the city, machine guns and rifles broke the silence of the night.
六月漫长的暮色 twilight.
Yeah, a twilight, that is the time in the evening where the sky is beginning to get dark. The sky, you can see the sunset.
暮色夜色降临的时候 twilight fade into 慢慢的逐渐的消失了，漫长的暮色是逐渐消失在黑夜里，看来是天黑了。 In the distance 在远处 heavy guns roared 重机枪重炮叫 heavy guns roared也是一种声音，什么声音呢？
Roar! Just like a lion. It is like that, when heavy guns roar, then they shoot, basically.
对，也就是那种重机枪、重炮的轰鸣声啊，经历过战争的人是知道的，啊，这种声音是多么的可怕。Here and there, 这里、那里，这个城市的每个角落里 through the city,
Machine guns and rifles broke the silence of the night.
都有些什么样的枪声来打破夜晚的寂静呢？ Machine guns.
Yeah, machine guns. Well, machine gun makes a sound like ra-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Like super quick. And like they fire like a lot of bullets at the same time.
我们来学习一些武器的名字。Machine guns, 就是机枪。Rifles.
Yeah, rifles, they only shoot one, so you hear bang, bang, when they shoot.
来福枪，也就是步枪。机枪声，步枪声，断断续续地打破着夜晚的寂静。Broke the silence of the night. 这个生活用语里，咱们可以用起来。你比如说，狗叫声打破了夜晚的寂静。
Yeah, or like the sound of your baby brother crying breaks the silence of the night.
家里的小宝贝的哭声打破着夜晚的寂静。
Spasmodically, like dogs barking on lone farms.
好，这里有个新单词叫做 spasmodically。
Yeah, if something happens spasmodically, it happens for short periods of time and not, continuously. So, like, machine guns and rifles, they did make a sound, but they not constantly were making sounds. Sometimes there was a pause in between.
啊、oh, 好我们来记住这个单词。Spasmodically, 就是断断续续的。就像是诶真的是狗叫声啊。Like a dog barking. Dog barking. 狗叫声 on lone farms 什么样的农场里的狗叫声呢？
Farms who are like pretty remote and deserted, so lone farms.
Lone farms, 那些孤独的农场，或者是遥远的农场，人迹罕至的农场，就好像在那样的农场当中，起起落落，此起彼伏的狗的吠叫声一样。
It was war, civil war.
好，在这里交代一下整个故事的背景，这是战争，是一场内战。
On a rooftop near O'Connell Bridge, a sniper lay watching.
同时呢，我们的镜头好像已经由远及近了哈。现在呢，我们看到的是在奥康纳 O'Connell Bridge 桥附近的一个屋顶上 ，on a rooftop 啊，这也是狙击手经常埋伏的地方
，Yeah，
和他们工作的地方
，Yeah， that's where they work.
好 ，a sniper 狙击手出现了 ，lay watching。正伏击在那个地方，伺机而动，小心翼翼地暗中观察 ，watching.
Yeah, so a sniper that is someone who shoots at people from a hidden place. So this sniper was from one party, and his job was to shoot at people from the opposing party.
对 ，sniper 狙击手啊，都是那种身怀绝技的啊，枪术高明，一击一招毙命的，暗中是放冷箭的，叫 sniper。A sniper lay watching. 他的眼睛啊，目光是怎么样呢
？Deep and thoughtful.
深邃啊，又深，然后呢，又充满着思绪。
The eyes of a man who is used to looking at death.
这是一种什么样的眼神呢？是那种习惯于窥探死亡的深邃的眼神。The eyes of a man who is used to be used to doing something.这个句子的结构是
Yeah, that you are like familiar with doing something, so that you have done it many times before.
你已经太习惯于了。
Exactly.
他的那双眼睛啊，其实他眼前看见的就是一个一个的死亡。啊、他的目的，他的目标呢，就是要一次次的击中。
Yeah. He was considering whether he should risk smoke.
此时此刻，他在考虑。他是否需要冒险来根烟 ？Whether he should risk the smoke,、
yeah.
risk 加 something 就是冒险做一件事儿。
Yeah, you can imagine, like his job must be very stressful, don't you think?
是啊，你想在那儿躺就躺一整天，趴就趴一整天，
挺
困的。
Yes. So he was really like, oh, I really need the smoke to calm my nerves. So he's like considering, like, shall I do it? Shall I not do it? Because it is quite dangerous. It is quite risky.
但是呢，真的是太危险了。为什么呢
？The flash might be seen in the darkness.
对呀、啊，这个 flash 就是火光啊，黑暗中的火光很可能会被看见，会被敌人看见。And there were enemies watching. 你看对面就有敌人在盯着他。你再盯来点火光，是不是暴露自己？很危险。
He decided to take the risk.
但尽管如此，他还是决定要冒这个险。
Placing a cigarette between his lips, he struck a match.
好，我们来看这一段详细的细节描写。他来点烟了。Placing, 放一支烟 between his lips, 在两个嘴唇之间，他放了一支烟。然后点火柴怎么说，同学们 ？Struck a match.
Yeah, he struck a match. That means he lighted his cigarette.、
Mm.
So if you say you strike a match, that means that you take a match and then you light it.
好，然后呢，点烟三部曲啊，同学们，首先是 placing a cigarette.
Yeah, between his lips.
然后点燃火柴 ，struck a match. 然后呢
，inhaled the smoke.
吸入这个烟雾。Inhale 这个词是吸入，那吐出呢 ？Exhale.
Yeah, exhale. Like that is the final step in the whole process of smoking.
对，好 ，inhale 就是吸入这个烟雾。Hurriedly 是怎么样？匆匆的，赶紧吸一口。
Put out the light.
然后马上熄灭这个火柴。Put out the light 是熄灭这个光，火柴的光。
Almost immediately, a bullet.Flattened itself against the parapet of the roof.
几乎就在此时此刻，几乎就在那一刹那 ，immediately a bullet, 唰的一下，一颗子弹 ，flattened 怎么说
？Yeah, if something flattens, then it becomes flat. Like it means it gets pressed in a flat object.
把自己呢变扁平了，怎么把自己变扁平的呢 ？Flattened itself against the parapet of the roof. Parapet 是护墙，那种矮墙。
Yeah, it's a low wall along the edge of a roof or of a bridge.
我们能感觉到这个句子很形象，一颗子弹唰一下就打进了屋顶的护墙。
Yeah, you can see it happening before your eyes if you read the sentence.
你眼睛都没看见的时候，子弹就过来了。你看，这写文学家写的就很形象 ，flatten itself against， 因为撞到了 parapet of the roof 上，所以子弹变平了， mm-hmm. 说明
that the
弹速很快。
Yeah, the bullet was flying so fast that it hit the wall and it became completely flat.
嗯，非常危险啊，这个时候
definitely.
子弹是擦着头皮过。
The sniper took another whiff and put out the cigarette.
好 ，took another。Whiff, whiff 是什么
？Like an inhale, like he inhaled really quick.
对，这词儿我们上上周好像才学过哈。闻就是闻和嗅 ，took another whiff 就是又吸了一口，
yeah.
然后再把香烟熄灭了 ，put out the cigarette， 灭烟 ，put out the cigarette.
Cautiously, he raised himself and peered over the parapet.
Cautiously.小心翼翼的。
Yeah, he was very careful not to make a sound or make a move that would be seen.
一举一动都是如履薄冰。He raised himself, 他抬高了自己的身体 peered over the parapet. 我们可以想象一下啊，那种窥视啊，从那个矮墙护墙上方窥视着对面打听情况。
Yeah, he peered, so he looked very carefully because it was difficult to see, you know, it was twilight, so it was getting dark already, so he had to really make an effort to see his enemy.
看到什么呢？对面呀， there was a flash, 有一道闪光。
And a bullet whizzed over his head.
一道闪光和一颗子弹 whizzed over his head.好险，这个 whiz 就是嗖的一声掠过。
Yeah, it moves very, very fast to whiz.
真是子弹擦着头皮过，非常的危险啊。He had seen the flash. 他看到了这道光。
It came from the opposite side of the street.
哦，原来它是来自于对面啊，街道对面。
There was nothing to be seen.
但是对面好像什么也看不见啊。
Just the dim outline...of the opposite housetop against the blue sky.
Dim, 模糊不清的。Outline, 是天际。还有就是 opposite, 对面的 housetop, 屋顶。Against the blue sky, 蓝色边际映衬着的这种昏暗的屋顶轮廓就看到这些了。
Yeah, he only could see the outline, so he could only see roughly like where the other building was. His enemy was undercover.
他的敌人啊隐藏起来了，隐蔽得很好。Undercover 就是隐藏和隐蔽的意思。
Just then, an armored car came across the bridge and advanced slowly up the street. It was an enemy car. He wanted to fire, but he knew it was useless. His bullets would never pierce the steel that covered the gray monster. Then...Round the corner of a side street came an old woman. She began to talk to the man in the turret of the car. She was pointing to the roof where the sniper lay. An informer. The turret opened. A man's head and shoulders appeared. Looking toward the sniper raised his rifle and fired. Pew, pew. The head fell heavily on the turret wall.The woman darted toward the side street. The sniper fired again. The woman whirled round and fell with a shriek into the gutter. Suddenly, from the opposite roof, a shot rang out, and the sniper dropped his rifle with a curse. The rifle clattered to the roof. He stooped to pick the rifle up. He couldn't lift it. His forearm was dead. I'm hit!He muttered. With his left hand, he felt the injured right forearm. The blood was oozing through the sleeve of his coat. There was no pain, just a dead-end sensation, as if the arm had been cut off. He lay still against the parapet, and closing his eyes, he made an effort of will to overcome the pain.
Sniper 呢正在执行任务当中，这个时候街道上啊出现了新的情况。
Just then, an armored car came across the bridge and advanced slowly up the street.
An armored car. 武装的,装甲的,装甲车。
It was an enemy car.
这个装甲车呢,是从桥上开过去,而且呢,是 slowly, advanced slowly up the street, 慢慢地朝街道方向驶过去了。结果啊,是一辆敌人的装甲车。
He wanted to fire, but he knew it was useless.
他想开枪,但是他知道这没有用。
His bullets...would never pierce the steel that covered the gray monster.
他的子弹呢也不会 pierce the steel.
Yeah, to go through, to make a hole in something, to pierce.
Pierce 就是穿过,打洞。
Yeah.
Steel 是钢铁。他知道他的子弹也穿不过这钢铁呀。That covered the gray monster.Green monster 是什么?
The armored car. Like, the armored car was the enemy car, right? So, like, for him, it was just like a monster that had to die. But he could not kill it, because it was all made of iron. It was all armored.
Green monster 就是灰色怪物。装甲车就是让你打不进去的车。
Yeah.
对不对?就是全副武装的车,你没法打。所以他说,要不要开这一枪啊?算了。
Then, round the corner of a side street,came an old woman.
接下来 round the corner, 就是街的小巷的拐角处 of the side street, 小巷小巷的拐角处呢出来了走出了一位老妇人。
She began to talk to the man in the turret of the car.
她开始跟着什么样的男人说话呢 in the turret of the car. 来看这个词 T-U-R-R-E-T.
Yeah, that is the high part on a vehicle where guns are fixed upon. So you can, yeah, you can turn it to shoot in any direction. So it's like, yeah, specific to an armed car, like to a car that is used in war. It's like another container on top of the roof of a car where guns point out.
就是那个掩体或者是炮塔或者是角楼、
exactly.
叫做 turret 这也是战争当中的用词他开始啊跟那个装甲车炮塔的一位男子说话好，这个时候人物出现了
She was pointing to the roof where the sniper lay
哦他在指他指向呢狙击手所在的屋顶哦你看到没有这个女性在对着敌方的人指说你看那有一个狙击手
Exactly
在暴露他的行踪
She was an informer
好 informer 是什么 inform 是告知某人
Yeah so an informer is someone who gives information about something or someone
哦就是那种眼线透露信息的人原来他是一个眼线
The turret opened
是什么意思就是说
That means that the roofof the car opened and that someone came out.
好、oh, 这个炮塔的舱口啊突然间啊打开了。
A man's head and shoulders appeared, looking toward the sniper.
哦、oh, 这个时候露出了一位男子的头和肩膀。你看看这个肩膀呢正好朝狙击手的方向望过去。
The sniper raised his rifle and fired.
这个时候狙击手马上举起了他的步枪 raise his rifle, fired, 开枪射击。其实这个时候就是在比谁的速度更快了。
Exactly.
谁先开枪
it's all on speed now, like who fires first stays alive.
就是谁先发现谁的问题谁先动手的问题。
The head fell heavily on the turret wall.
然后那名男子的头重重的 fell heavily on the turret wall.重重地砸在了炮塔的墙壁上。
The woman darted toward the side street.
我们看，她明明可以写这个女性跑走了，可是她用的 darted.
Yeah,
dart.
To dart, that means to make a quick movement.
Dart 更加形象，形容上什么呀？离弦的箭一样，马上地跑开，飞快地离开。The woman darted toward the side street. 她马上冲向小巷，因为她想躲起来。
The sniper fired again.
狙击手再次开枪。
The woman whirled round and fell with a shriek into the gutter.
world 是什么？一个转身。
Yeah, to turn around. So she got hit and like she turned around a few times and then with a shriek, with a scream, ah, like that.
对。
She fell into the gutter.
她是怎么来描写一个人中弹的？你看她先说这个人是 whirled around, 一下原地转了好几圈，然后 filled with, 是带着一种什么样的姿态进跌进了这个阴沟呢？
With a shriek.
Shriek, 就是尖声尖叫着。
Yeah, that is an outcry of pain or panic. That is like, ah, something like that.
嗯，在这段的描写当中，我们看出来了这个狙击手的业务素质是过硬的，是不是？他的反应力很快。
Definitely.
他的观察能力很强，他能够抢在敌军动手之前，先行把对方消灭。
Yeah, he is very, very quick. His reaction speed is like incredible.
啊，这就是能力。所以我们说这个神枪手啊，狙击手啊，是业务素质过硬的。
Suddenly, from the opposite roof, a shot rang out, and the sniper dropped his rifle with a curse.
哎呀，这种时候啊，这个意外情况真是此起彼伏。就在这个突然间 ，from the opposite roof, 就在对面的屋顶上 ，a shot, 一声枪响，响起来了 ，rang out。这个怎么讲
？That means that a shot was fired.
Ah, rang out, 就是 ring out.
Yeah, to ring out a shot. That means to, yeah, to make a shot, to do a shot.
看这些小词特别生动吧？啊，枪响怎么说？叫做 suddenly from the opposite roof, a shot rang out. 一声枪响。
And the sniper dropped his rifle with a curse.
你看，就在这么一瞬间的功夫 ，the sniper dropped his rifle, 一下步枪就从他的手中脱落了 with a curse. Curse 是一声诅咒。
Yeah, a bad word. Like he was saying a bad word while he was dropping his rifle.
大家看这是什么情况出现了。什么样的情况下你会啊突然间枪掉了然后骂了一声。说明啊他中弹了。
Yeah, something bad happened. The rifle clattered to the roof.
Clatter to the roof that, 是什么
?That means it fell with a lot of sound.
哦、oh, ,clatter 是个重物啊掉落的声音就是哐哐哐的一下、
exactly.
咔嚓的一下就掉落在了屋顶上。
He stooped to pick the rifle up.
Stooped 是个什么动作
?He bent over forward to pick it up.、
哦、猫着腰过去叫 stooped, 猫着腰这种弯着腰过去 pick the rifle up. Pick up 是拿起拾起。弯腰过去捡枪，哎呀，发现啊，根本做不到。
He couldn't lift it.
他都举不起来，他根本做不到。为什么呢
？His forearm was dead.
因为他的前臂 ，forearm， 看看我们的手哈、啊，上臂、前臂。
Exactly, forearm is like the front part of your arm.
英文中说他的前臂死了，就是说他的前臂呢，已经此时完全失去了知觉。
Yeah, he had no feeling anymore in his forearm.
中弹了哈
I'm hit, he muttered.
I am hit, 意思就是说我被击中了，我中弹了。Mutter 是口中那种喃喃自语的声音，就是不好，中弹了。
Yeah, with his left hand, he felt the injured right forearm.
With his left hand, 用他的左手，he felt the injured right forearm.他去摸了摸那个受伤的右前臂。
The blood was oozing through the sleeve of his coat.
Blood 是什么血鲜血
yeah, The red stuff inside people.
这个 oozing 这个词啊就是那种鼓鼓的慢慢的往外渗出叫 oozing.
Yeah, flowing out of something.
Oozing through, 就是从哪个地方啊这么冒出来。Sleeve of his coat.从他的外套的袖子里是一点一点的就浸染出来了渗透出来了
There was no pain
奇怪也没有感觉到疼痛
Just a deadened sensation
Deadened sensation
Yeah, just a very numb feeling Like a very weird feeling in his hand As if his hand was just dead Like he had no control anymore over his movements
就是一种麻木的感觉叫 deadened, 一个死去的 sensation, 一种麻木的感觉。
As if the arm had been cut off.
就像是这个手臂啊被 cut off, 被砍掉了一样。哎我们知道啊狙击手主要是靠右手来进行
Yeah, he only had his left arm left. So, like, yeah, try to fire a gun with your left hand if you are right-handed.
说明对方那狙击手吧，还差一点点没有一击中他，只是击中他的手臂，但是把他的这个关键的这个功能手给击中了。所以他现在要是再跟敌人对峙的话，他其实是处于一个下风的地位，是不是？ He lay still, 这个时候他只能一动不动的安安静静的
against the parapet,
靠在那个护墙上
and closing his eyes,
闭上眼睛
he made an effort of will to overcome the pain.
Made an effort of will 是什么意思？
That means he gathered all his courage and all his willpower to overcome the pain, to really be like, okay...to make sure that he stayed calm and like not to give in to the pain, because if he would, he would not survive it. He would die of pain.
哦，就 effort of will, 就是集中一切意念的力量 来overcome the pain.
Exactly.
来克服这个痛苦啊，这种关头。
The sniper lay still for a long time, nursing his wounded arm and planning escape. Morning must not find him wounded on the roof.The enemy on the opposite roof covered his escape. He must kill that enemy, and he could not use his rifle. He had only a revolver to do it. Then he thought of a plan. Taking off his cap, he placed it over the muzzle of his rifle. Then he pushed the rifle slowly upward over the parapet until the cap was visible from the opposite side of the street. Almost immediately, a bullet pierced the cap. His ruse had succeeded. The other sniper, seeing the cap and rifle fall, thought that he had killed his man. He was now standing before a row of chimney pots, looking across with his head clearly silhouetted against the western sky. The sniper smiled and lifted his revolver above the edge of the parapet. The distance was about 50 yards, a hard shot in the dim light, and his right arm was paining him like a thousand devils. He took a steady aim. His hand trembled with eagerness. Pressing his lips together, he took a deep breath through his nostril and fired.Then, when the smoke cleared, he peered across and uttered a cry of joy. His enemy had been hit.
我们看出来了，其实就是这边屋顶上的狙击手和那边敌人的那个炮塔里的狙击手。
Mm-hmm.
两个。
Yeah,
在一对一的。
Yeah, they're both like having a sort of duel on the rooftops.
就看谁干掉谁的问题。
Exactly.
好。
The sniper lay still for a long time,nursing his wounded arm and planning escape.
好，这个时候他马上就要开始动脑筋了哈。他是静静地卧在那儿很长时间，然后 nursing 就是在照顾或者是包扎他的这个受伤的手臂。
Yeah. Trying to heal,
对
to nurse.
必须要先止血，对吧？要包扎一下。
Yeah.
然后呢 planning escape, 马上就计划如何要从这里逃离了。
Morning must not find him wounded on the roof.
Morning 是
Yeah, the next day, the next morning.
好、就是说第二天早上呢不能发现 must not find him wounded. 不能有人发现他在这个地方、mm-hmm. 楼顶上受伤了。
Yeah, otherwise he would be killed.
对否则的话他肯定就没命了。
The enemy on the opposite roof covered his escape.
可是呢这个对面屋顶上的敌人啊他是已经封锁了 covered his escape.他已经封锁他的逃跑路线了，他怎么逃，对方都已经 cover 了。
Exactly. He must kill that enemy, and he could not use his rifle.
所以他现在要逃跑的最重要的事情就是先干掉楼顶对面的那个敌人，然后他才能够，而且还不能用步枪。
Could not use his rifle. Yes, he had only a revolver to do it.
好，他现在手里只有一把 revolver.就是一把左轮手枪 revolver.
Yeah, a revolver is like a small gun that you see like in movies such as James Bond, you know, like they have like this revolver always like to kill each other, to fight with each other.
就是你用 rifle 来射击的话肯定是准确率更高吧。
Yeah, definitely. Only you need two well-functioning hands for a rifle, so, like, he could not use his rifle.
如果你要用一把左轮手枪去击中对面的敌人，那太难了，是不是？但是他现在只有左轮手枪。
Then, he thought of a plan.
哎，现在他想出了一个计划。
Taking off his cap, he placed it over the muzzle of his rifle.
Taking off his cap, 他把帽子摘下来，然后呢，放在了什么呢？ Over the muzzle.
Yeah.
Of his rifle.
Well, you must imagine a rifle is a very long gun with like a pointy end. So that pointy end of the gun is called a muzzle.
Oh, muzzle 是那个步枪的枪口上。
Yes.
他有个计划要声东击西了，他把帽子脱下来。放在步枪的枪口上，然后呢
？Then he pushed the rifle slowly upward over the parapet.
啊、哦，他把这个步枪缓缓的就举起来 ，push upward 向上举，举到超过了那个护墙了。
Until the cap was visible from the opposite side of the street.
直到他确认呐、啊，对面的敌人可以从街道上看到这顶帽子。Until the cap was visible， 能看见的。From the opposite side of the street.
Almost immediately, a bullet pierced the cap.
你看，就在这一瞬间，刚刚把帽子伸上去，一颗子弹一下就穿透了，打通了，打透了这个帽子。Pierced the cap. 对面的神枪手打个头还是很简单的。
His ruse had succeeded.
Ruse, R-U-S-E, 这个词不多见。意思就是计划。
Yeah, a plan or trick that you use to kind of hide your other intentions.、
嗯、他的计划成功了。
The other sniper, seeing the cap and rifle fall, thought that he had killed his man.
好，对面的狙击手一看，哎呀，你的帽子、步枪都一块落下来了，心想说自己已经击毙了他的猎物。
He was now standing before a row of chimney pots.
好，因为他现在呢，对方啊、
yeah.
现在正好就站在 a row of chimney pots， 一排烟囱顶，一排烟囱顶前面
，looking across，
还望着对面的屋顶呢，跟那儿探出头来打探了
，with his head clearly silhouetted against the western sky，
他的头部呢是 clearly 非常什么清晰的，叫
silhouetted，
哎，这个 silhouetted。是
Yeah, that means that you can only see like the outline, like again that word, of a person, that is a person's silhouette.
就什么意思呢
That means like, yeah, you could see like a dark shadow of the man. You could not see the man entirely, but you could see where he was, you could see his shape.
哎，映衬出的意思，他的头啊，在西方的这个天空下呢，映衬出清晰的轮廓，简直是把自己完全的暴露出来。
The sniper smiled and lifted his revolver above the edge of the parapet.
那这边这位狙击手呢，微笑着，举起了他的 revolver 左轮手枪 above the edge of the parapet. 从护墙的边缘，慢慢的微笑着举起了他的左轮手枪。
The distance was about 50 yards.
他们俩距离大概相隔50码左右。
A hard shot in the dim light.
啊 ,a hard shot, 真的是一个很难的一次挑战啊。在这样的昏暗的灯光下还是一次不容易的挑战。
And his right arm was paining him like 1,000 devils.
他的右手臂 ,paining him, 让他痛苦的就像是什么
Like 1,000 devils.
一千个恶魔正在折磨着他一样，可是他还是要用右手来射击。
He took a steady aim.
他瞄准了目标，叫 took a steady, 稳定的瞄准。Took a steady aim. 这个 took 这个小词啊。
His hand trembled with eagerness.
他的手是带着那种什么 eagerness, 那种
Yeah, he was so excited to shoot his enemy, finally. So he was like trembling, shaking with excitement.
对，他的手是那种急切的，急速的颤抖着，因为这是他最后的机会了。
Pressing his lips together.
Press, 本来是压，但是我们说 press one's lips, 压嘴唇，这就意思是说用力的抿住了嘴唇。
He took a deep breath through his nostrils and fired.
这个时候最重要的是要整理呼吸，他是用鼻孔 nostrils 深深地吸了一口气，然后开了一枪 fired.
Then, when the smoke cleared, he peered across and uttered a cry of joy. His enemy had been hit.
就在烟枪口的烟雾慢慢消散以后 cleared.他呀凝视着对面啊 peered across 凝视着对面悄悄地看，然后发出了一声欢呼 utter 发出 a cry of joy， 哎呀一声欢呼啊
yeah something like ha like yes,
yes
I did it，
他的敌人被击中了。
The dying man on the roof crumbled up and fell forward. The body turned over and over in space and hit the ground with a dull thudThen it lay still. The sniper looked at his enemy falling, and he shuddered. The lust of battle died in him. He became bitten by remorse, weakened by his wound, and the long summer day of fasting and watching on the roof. He revolted from the sight of the shattered mass of his dead enemy.Taking a whiskey flask from his pocket, he emptied it a draught. He felt reckless under the influence of the spirit. He decided to leave the roof now and look for his company commander to report. Everywhere around was quiet. There was not much danger in going through the streets. He picked up his revolver, put it in his pocket, then he crawled down through the skylight to the house underneath. When the sniper reached the laneway on the street level, he felt a sudden curiosity as to the identity of the enemy sniper whom he had killed. He decided that he was a good shot, whoever he was. He wondered, did he know him?Perhaps he had been in his company before the split in the army. He decided to risk going over to have a look at him. The sniper darted across the street. A machine gun tore up the ground around him with a hail of bullets. But he escaped. He threw himself face downward beside the corpse. The machine gun stopped. Then the sniper turned over the dead body.And looked into his brother's face.
The dying man on the roof crumpled up and fell forward.
屋顶上那个垂死的人是 crumple up, 一下瘫倒了，接着摔了下来。
The body turned over and over in space and hit the ground with a dull thud.
看来他是从那个顶上摔到地上了
Yeah, he fell all the way from the roof down、
啊、这还摔下来了从屋顶上重重的摔下来 Turn over 是他的身体是翻滚着向下然后呢一个低沉的轰隆一下 Hit the ground 砸到了地上 With a dull thud
Thud 就是 That's a low sound made by something that is heavy that is falling on the ground
就是低沉的轰响哈，闷响一声砸到地上一动不动了
Then it lay stillThe sniper looked at his enemy falling, and he shuddered.
看到他敌人从高处跌落的场景，这个狙击手啊，浑身是 shuddered， 也是颤抖的。
Yeah, shaking, like he was really like as if he had seen something scary, like he was shaking.
就看到这么一个活生生的人被杀死，然后栽落在地上，他这个时候已经完全没有了战斗的欲望。
The lust of battle died in him.
Lust 是渴望。战斗的渴望这个时候在他的心中死去了
He became bitten by remorse
Bitten 就是被什么咬
Yeah
被虐咬
he got like struck by remorse by feelings of guilt and sadness
Remorse 这个单词是指的那种巨大的懊悔、啊、他的心中是真是充满了巨大的懊悔
Weakened by his wound and the long summer day of fasting and watching on the roof
同时呢 weakened by 被什么东西削弱了
Yeah, he was very weak He was feeling as if he had no strength or energy anymore
这个时候他可能是全身力气全无被他的这个伤口啊削弱了他的体力同时呢长夏的这种 long summer of a fasting 那种 那种什么
He has no food.
对，长长的隐蔽在 watching on the roof, 在屋顶上隐蔽，又饿着肚子，是吧？
Yeah.
He revolved.
He revolted from the sight of the shattered mass of his dead enemy.
这什么意思？ Revolved from?
Well, he was like,he revolted, he was like despising it, he thought it was disgusting what he had done.
对，就是感到恶心啊 ,revolved, 对什么感到恶心呢 ?from the sight of the shattered mass of his dead enemy. 就是他看到敌人死后的这种 shattered mass, 残缺不全的这种乱七八糟的这种尸体的样子的时候他感到很恶心。啊，本来自己精神状态也不太好了。
He was feeling him like he was feeling really bad about himself.
这种 disgusting 的感觉，就是他在经历战争以后，从内心而发出来的一种恶心的感觉。
Yeah, taking a whiskey flask from his pocket, he emptied it a draught.
好，他从衣袋里呢是掏出了一瓶威士忌啊 ，whiskey flask a flask from his pocket 掏出来，然后呢 emptied in a draught.一饮而尽
Yeah, so he emptied it completely. He was like drinking it completely empty.
对，一下受不了了哈，喝点酒。
He felt reckless under the influence of the spirit.
The spirit 在这里专指酒精，在酒精的作用下呢，在酒精的影响下，他开始变得有些鲁莽 reckless.
Yeah, he felt that he wanted to take risks.He felt like he could move and he was like not caring anymore so much.
对，这人在酒精的刺激下呀，这个就有点六神无主，容易喜欢冒险，容易不顾一切啊。
He decided to leave the roof now and look for his company commander.
此时呢，他决定要离开这里，以现在就离开屋顶，然后去找他的连长，他的 company commander, 去汇报敌情 to report.
Everywhere around,was quiet.
可是四周呢是一片的寂静。
There was not much danger in going through the streets.
看上去要穿过街道的话也不是有很多的危险。
He picked up his revolver and put it in his pocket.
他拿起他那把左轮手枪然后就放入了衣袋。
Then he crawled down through the skylight to the house underneath.
接下来他 crawl down, 慢慢地爬下去 through the skylight.从天窗上爬下去爬到 house underneath 从爬到下面的房子里去
When the sniper reached the laneway on the street level
Laneway 就是
That's like a road Like a narrow lane A road、
哦、小路哈到达了街旁的这个小巷的时候呢 On the street level、啊、就是跟街道一个水平的那个小巷的时候呢
He felt a sudden curiosityAs to the identity of the enemy sniper whom he had killed.
他这不是下来了吗
Yeah.
然后呢那个敌人不是也正好跌落下来了吗
Yeah, the enemy, like he had tumbled down, so the enemy was also on the ground.
此时此刻他不知道从哪儿来的一个好奇心一个强大的 curiosity, 一个突如其来的 curiosity, a sudden curiosity, 一下击中了他。他特别想知道这个跟他棋逢对手的人到底他的身份是什么Identity、
exactly.
of the enemy sniper who he had killed. 跟他水平不相上下的 sniper.、
Exactly. He decided that he was a good shot.
他想知道哈。
Whoever he was.
他觉得说他一定是一个优秀的射手是一个 good shot.
Yeah, it's a person who can shoot really well, a good shot.
又快又准稳准狠。不管他是谁他都是一个很好的射手。
He wondered,Did he knew him?
他在想说我会不会认识他呢
Perhaps he had been in his own company before the split in the army.
对呀很可能在他们所在的部队分裂之前他们可能是在一个连队里服役的毕竟这国家也
Yeah.
军队也没有那么多是不是
Exactly, like in Ireland, Ireland is pretty small, you know, so like it could definitely be possible that they were in the same company before.
我们是不是一块训练过的呢
Yeah.
怎么他的技术这么好呢
He decided to risk going over to have a look at him.
他决定要冒险他要冒险过去看他一眼 Risk going over to have a look at him. 他要去看看这个人到底是谁
The sniper darted across the street.
再一次出现了 darted, 像离弦的箭一般就是 darted, 这个飞驰的意思。他飞奔穿过街道。
A machine gun tore up the ground around him with a hail of bullets.
但是还是很危险，一个机关枪，你看哈，这个机关枪、
yeah.
tore up the ground.
Yeah.
完全就是什么
That made holes in the ground, like to tore up, so that the whole ground became like all messed up because of the bullets hitting the ground.
对，子弹像冰雹一样，全部啪啪啪啪啪的砸到这个地上哈。
Yeah, just like hail that is like,A lot of things together, like bullets or like those ice cubes falling from the sky when it's very cold. That is hail.
对 tore up the ground, 就是把地面都掀翻了。就像是 a hail of bullets, 像冰雹子弹冰雹一样。但是他逃脱和躲开了。
But he escaped. He threw himself face downward beside the corpse.
他把自己的脸你看他说的是把自己的脸 threw his face downward beside the corpse.他的脸呢朝下然后扑倒在尸体旁边只有这样来躲机枪嘛
Yeah, so he was lying on his stomach. He was facing with his face down to the ground. The machine gun stops.
这个时候机枪才停了下来。
Then the sniper turned over the dead body.
然后他把尸体啊翻转了过来。
And looked into his brother's face.
他看到了。他哥哥的脸。
So, in the end of the story, like, I don't know about you guys, but I have goosebumps right now. Like, it is really very a tragical story.
这么辛苦的一场一对一你死我活的狙击战。结果是亲兄弟手足相残。
Yeah, and even though this story is short, I think Liam O'Flaherty really captured...like the futility actually of war and the fact that war actually never has a winner
你看在这样的一种情况下啊利亚姆写的这篇小说其实他只是写了爱尔兰内战当中的冰山一角整个爱尔兰的内战几乎都是自己人在斗自己人
yeah that like every civil war where people fight against each other this is just likecruel and ends up only in like terrible, terrible situations in like family members killing each other.
有一句话说呀说 a dead enemy always smells good. 敌人死亡的味道闻起来总是那么的好。但是在这样的情景下 a dead enemy doesn't always smells good.
No, definitely. Like imagine like how you would feel if you would kill your own brother. Like that is, this is a terrible thought.
所以啊人们都说战争无胜负。War never has a winner.
Yeah, definitely so, definitely so. And like, even this sniper, even though he gets away, like, I'm sure, like, in his, the rest of his life, he will never ever want to shoot anyone anymore.
这就是战争它非常的残酷非常血腥又非常悲凉的一面。啊，我们任何时候都要去反省人类为何有战争。是我们头脑当中的同己和异己的概念。把人类分成了分裂成了碎片
Yeah, war like makes people like very insensitive. That is also like what Liam O'Flaherty tries to write in this story. Like he really describes how the sniper like just like automatically kills a woman on the street or like he's like really good at killing people. But he's like, he seems insensitive to it. He seems to be really...like focused and only like thinking about okay killing others until he kills like his last enemy and then like he has a sudden rush of guilt feeling suddenly but then he's like pushes that away by drinking some whiskey and then he just continues so Liam is trying to say here that war makes people very inhumane actually mm-hmm. very insensitive to the fact that they are killing other human beings
对在这篇文章中呢这个利亚姆也非常生动地描写了哈就是说为了战争他们把自己的狙击的这个技术练得非常的出类拔萃、
yes.
是吧为了自己的这一头的利益然后去对付另一头是吧那同时呢也有人性当中善和良知的那一面就是他看到他在击中了敌人的时候他还是感到很恶心和不舒服的、
yeah.
他为这个战争的 brutalness 感到非常的不舒服很难受
Yeah, then he suddenly feels like very guilty and very disgusted by what he is doing and what he has become. Like he cannot really help it and he could not really stop it, but he really feels like he did something really wrong.
这是真正的流血的战争。 虽然在和平年代我们没有经历过这些，但这提醒了我们更加的要珍视和平。
Definitely,、it all reminds us the value of peace, for sure.
但是生活当中其他的各种形态的战争都在继续着，人与人之间的战争、各种各样的有形的无形的战争都在继续着。但是这个故事告诉我们 War never has a winner, 战争是没有胜负的。
Definitely, there's no winner in any war, because there's always, always innocent people dying.、
所有的人都非常的无辜。好，今天的美文就为大家朗读到这里。非常感谢同学们的收听，也谢谢朱迪老师精心的选材。我们下次再见。
See you next time.